Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, dear friends. Here's Deacon Randall. Thank you for choosing our show. You are powerful. Doctor of Divinity and an Energy Leadership Master Practitioner. Each of us has a divine heritage that far too few of us realize. Deacon coaches spirituality and interviews people who are masters of connection. We all share a wonderful future, but few of us realize we are powerful. This program's goal introduces you to your own power with resources to help you in your search. We have an energy spectrum from which we can choose. Speaking of choice, you get to choose what you do with your time. We know that, and we are so happy you choose to listen to our show. Take us with you wherever you go, and always remember, you are powerful. Please welcome Deacon Randall and his guest for this podcast program. Here is Deacon.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. You are powerful, and we appreciate that you're in our audience this evening. During our first podcast program this new year, 2015, we're spending time with Dr. Nicola Bird. Dr. Bird is a new generation psychotherapist who successfully pioneered a program titled Self-Imaging Therapy, or SIT, which is her groundbreaking approach to personal transformation and brain retraining. During her 20 years of practice, Dr. Bird has introduced innovative techniques to help people change and empower their lives in a fast-moving pace. People experience change and benefits immediately. Her one-of-a-kind method gives people the tools to free themselves from negative tapes, limitations, and fears. And the great news, she can work with you wherever you are via Skype or online video. Dr. Bird received her doctorate from the University of Toronto. She is the host of the web series Out on the Limb with Dr. Nicola Bird and a co-host of Journey into the Light with Mike Long. She is also the author of The Boomerang Effect, How You Can Take Charge of Your Life. Dr. Bird has been featured in magazines throughout the world and has been interviewed on international radio and television shows. Good evening, Dr. Bird.
Good evening, Randy. So nice for you to have me there tonight.
I'm thrilled to be able to talk with you and to ask you a few questions and to have our listeners hear your responses and hear about you, Dr. Nicola Bird. I just really enjoyed reading about you on the website and the paperwork that I received. And I'd like to introduce you to the audience. So allow me to just kind of sit quietly and listen to who is Dr. Nicola Bird.
Well, thank you. Well, I am a psychotherapist, and I developed a unique approach to well-being called self-imaging therapy. That's an inner-outer process where you really experience change fast and go deep into the root of the problem and change it at source. And so the whole goal of the work is to help people overcome whatever it is that they're struggling with, stress, depression, trauma, anxiety, fears, relationship issues, and create transformation and empowerment.
Wonderful. Wonderful. How dynamic. And how long have you been doing this?
Oh, I've been professionally doing this for about 20 years, but all my life I've been totally invested in the whole inner world, and it's from that I developed the process and honed the skills and created this process so that other people can really heal their lives and come out on the other side empowered and strong and with tools to really manage life in a healthy way.
I can hear the message of service in your voice, Dr. Bird. I really can. That's fantastic. Now, what is self-imaging therapy?
Okay, well, it is an inner-outer process. And by that, I mean that a person really goes into themselves, into the core of an issue. They go to the heart of the problem, into the root of whatever it is that the source of whatever they're struggling with. Say a person is struggling with anxiety, say a person is struggling with stress or inadequacy or fears, which, hey, who haven't had those moments? And so but a person is, right, exactly. So when we don't have the correct tools to manage, when we have had, really haven't learned it or exposed to it or just that kind of thing, we don't really know how to cope with these difficult feelings and challenges. And so we could find ourselves stuck and struggling and paralyzed. So the goal of the work is to get not just to talk about the problem, but to actually go right into it and learn what the cause of it is and to create change at that level. And the results are the change happens quite rapidly. People experience transformation in each session. That's the whole goal of the work. And they learn to do the work on their own, and they can then utilize that in their own lives. So the work is really designed to create changes, fast change, but not quick change. Not, what I mean by that, meaning not superficial, deep-seated change,
gotcha.
Retrain the
gotcha.
Brain, retrain the emotions, retrain the body.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, based on your experience, why do people get stuck in the first place?
A great question. You know, life is challenging, Randy, and I guess, don't we all know that? And who hasn't struggled? Who hasn't had difficult times? You know, it's impossible not to live life without having struggles and challenges. And, you know, we don't always have the tools or the mechanisms to overcome them. And if we've had particularly hard times, we can really not be compromised in terms of our ability to manage these different challenges. But when we step back and really look at the deepest level, what we're really struggling with is our emotions. Because the only way that we know something is a problem is when we feel it to be a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
So, you know, if you're starving, you wouldn't care if you didn't feel it, right? So it's what we're really struggling with is what we're feeling from inside, our emotional responses to the difficult situations that we're faced with. And when we don't have, you know, healthy tools to manage ourselves, to manage the emotions, what's going on within us, our self-talk, we can really find ourselves very, very compromised. And but the good news is that we can always learn healthy and techniques to create change for ourselves. And that's what my whole purpose is in terms of my work, to really be able to get to the things within us that create the change. But just if I sum up three specific things that I see as patterns of behavior that people struggle with. One, a strong critical mind. People are just overwhelmingly self-critical, which is like really beating self down. And that really gets in the way of you know, betterment or moving forward. Or you can really find yourself stuck and repeating same patterns, anxiety, fears. Really just not feeling good enough about yourself is a real another place that people really can get stuck. And one another one is perfectionism, just heaping just unrealistic expectations on the self, on life that you just cannot meet, and then feeling bad about yourself as a result.
Sure, yeah. And it seems to me, and I really like your opinion on this, that when people get stuck, it's difficult for them to see alternatives and opportunities. And someone such as yourself with your self-imaging therapy, and you're able to help them, to bring them back to the position where they can indeed see those opportunities and perhaps begin to see a glimmer of alternatives out there for them to move forward in the way that they would choose to move. And this This sounds very dynamic. Very dynamic.
Thank you. Yes, but you are right. We can get really boxed into the world that we know. And when I talked about what we learn, patterns of thinking, patterns of emotions, they can be very limiting. But because we've experienced this and learned to see the world in that way, we don't have other ways like break through that box. So if I'm afraid of something, then that perspective is going to keep telling me the storyline and repeating this, what I call the personal narrative. And you might add a different word, but the whole story remains pretty much the same. And you can't really see that there is an outlet. And in my work, what I do is help people have a mirror to see themselves, to actually step back and observe themselves so they can actually look at what they're doing. So I can say to you, there's an insecurity in you. But if you're so stuck thinking in an insecure way, feeling insecure, you don't have a lens or a perspective to look back and negotiate those emotions or those thoughts. And you can't just tell yourself, I'm confident, when you just don't feel it, right? You just can't try and force this and push this thinking on yourself. You have to really get in there and feel. And that's what the point of it is, to really go in and have a lens to look at yourself and say, okay, this is me, and this is why I'm doing this, and with the reason for it, and here's now how I can change it and have a different lens and develop a different way of feeling and emoting in this world. But it's really easiest for us to get stuck because we get really attached to the world that we know, and we, the identity that we form becomes who we are, and then we just repeat what we know for those reasons.
You make a good point, too, when you say that person is that person's own worst critic. They can be so critical of themselves. And then to be able to come to you and to know that you have long years of experience and you have a program that's available to them, they can see that you not only have a message, but you have an approach to help them to see how to become unstuck. That's fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, the we need to feel empowered. The lack of hope, the lack of empowerment really keeps us stuck. I mean, they do know when people have, like, personal narratives that you feel really stuck in research. They know that what really helps people overcome these stories and change them is when you feel that you have a sense of agency and empowerment. So it's really important to tell yourself a different story that's based on something where you feel that you have power, where you can keep changing it. So instead of, I'm not good enough, I can't do it, is to start to really see, not just think, but really see and feel how it is that you actually can create change. And one of the ways to do that is to actually go back to, because you're going to have competing memories, for instance, negative memories where you remember when you failed, you remember when you couldn't do it, you remember the critical voice and that kind of narrative and that storyline, you'll repeat it in your mind, you'll repeat it. So instead, it's really going to where you can look in your life of where you did succeed or where you were accomplished or some the positive side and really see that and feel that and reclaim that part and like shift out of thinking all those critical negative thoughts and start focusing on all the ways that you succeed so that you begin to plug into more confidence in yourself, a greater belief in yourself, a knowledge that you can overcome and you can create a change. And that's where unrealistic expectations or perfectionism comes in, because you might just want that immediately, but you really have to give yourself a chance to reconstruct and change and move through.
I see what you're speaking of, and those images from our past are sometimes self-inhibiting, and we feel as if we are completely out of control. This is dynamic, this self-imaging therapy. So a big question is then, how do we gain control?
You know, it starts from within ourselves.
That's a big question, isn't it, Dr. Berg?
Yeah, no, but I love it. It's true, because that's what everybody wants. like everybody else is going, but how do I gain control? It's true.
Yeah.
Two things that people want to know. One, how we gain control, and two, how do we sustain it? you can have a moment, but how do you keep going? How do you keep holding on to it? And, my philosophically, where I position myself, everything starts from within. Because when we cannot manage our emotions, when we cannot manage ourselves, we really can't manage anything else around us. When we focus on all the things going on around us, then we feel more out of control because we're trying to fix Bob, and we're trying to fix Sue, and we're trying to fix this, and we're trying to fix that. We really have to shift it back towards ourselves, but that can be really hard again because of the lens. If we're really self-critical, it's really hard to break out of that box. But the first place we start by looking and facing your own self, your own emotions, your own processing, and not focusing on everything else that's going on around you. And it's hard if you're very critical. It's hard irrespectively, but more so if you're very critical of yourself, because when you look back at yourself and you have to take a look at yourself, and the only way that you're seeing yourself is through critical eyes or judgmental eyes, then you're just going to keep wanting to just get away from taking a good look at what's going on inside of you. So the goal is to do this with self-compassion, self-love, and self-kindness.
My goodness. Yes.
And I'm sure people are out there saying, but how do I do that? And that's true. It is, learning it is a continuum. One thing that I can say is an exercise that a person can practice, simple as this may sound, is just imagine giving yourself a hug. You can physically and literally give yourself a hug and not just, do it kind of rote or mechanically, but really feel like, as silly as you may feel, just do it privately on your own. But take time, multiple times throughout the day, and just wrap your arms around yourself, because when the body experiences a different message, it actually communicates, and there's research on this, communicates back to the brain, and the brain believes what the body is doing. So if you smile, your brain will believe you're happy, even if you're feeling sad, and it'll start to pick you up. When you embrace yourself, you're actually going to feel warmth and caring. But again, it's not mechanical. You want to feel like a physical kind of feeling, like, oh, my arms, I feel warm. I feel caring. And focus on that caring feeling. Focus on that loving feeling. That's one thing anyone can do anywhere, anytime. And not just, like I said, really feel it. Feel the warmth. Feel the care. Feel those emotions. Like, really put yourself in it. And the more you feel it, is the more that then you'll communicate this up to the brain that, hey, and that's a kindness, that's a support. So even if you're feeling insecure or scared, you're still able to support yourself through those emotions so that you can help pass through them rather than get stuck in them or afraid of them or react to them.
Yes. And you brought out a wonderful point, and that's the self love. And I heard some, it's not my saying, but I heard someone say to make sure you celebrate the anniversary of your birth, because that's the day the universe gave us all a wonderful gift, you.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow. What a great affirmation that is. And I had a conversation with a person about affirmations, and that person was telling me, I am a millionaire. And I said, you are a millionaire? She said, yes. And I said, perhaps you're a millionaire in hiding. But do you believe that? And then she said, no, I don't. I said, well, let's look at an affirmation that you do believe. And I remembered that quote, celebrate the anniversary of your birth. And I said, how's that for an affirmation? And I hope she uses that affirmation. But it's dynamic. It's dynamic. And I can hear the power in your voice, Dr. Bird. I can hear that. And it's delightful to hear.
Oh, thank you. Well, yes, I am very passionate about something that certainly that I developed and I see working, and I understand creates empowerment, and I understand, I understand two sides. I totally understand how difficult it is, how much a person can struggle and why they struggle. And that's why it's really, really important to be compassionate to yourself. So much of our struggles come from what we've learned, not having the right tools, and we can feel so lost, and it's so scary, and we can feel unsupported. So many of us have heard so many negative tapes about ourselves. You know, and so when you, I love what you said when you brought it back to self-love. I mean, the core of my work is the relationship the person has with themselves and developing a loving relationship. The core of it, it'll all come back to loving the self. And I can say from these years of doing this work, most people don't know. They might think they love themselves. And people like to say, oh, yeah, I love myself. But they don't really understand what that means. Like, you can't love yourself and then in the next turn around and beat yourself up because that's self-abusing. It's like being with an abusive person where they hit you and then they come back and give you a flower and say, I love you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not loving to the self. So you're conflicted and it's mixed messages. Love is not, it's not about just saying, you know, not acting, accepting responsibility for your actions. It's accepting responsibility in a loving way, in an encouraging way, in a compassionate way to say, I can learn this from each moment. And with this learning, I move forward with greater wisdom. And with that, and as I apply that wisdom continuously, I will learn and grow. And that's loving. And when we're critical, we're like, I wasn't good enough. I'm not doing it right. I shouldn't have done it this way. I should be this type. I should be this. I'm not good enough. That kind of. And if I only did it this way, and if I only was like that, and if I only had gotten, and I'm smarter than this, and I'm better than this, and like really hard words that if you were living with a person who talked to you like that all day long, you probably wouldn't get out of bed. So you really want to really be focused on the kind of relationship you're having with yourself. And because it's so much more invisible, then it can be really hard to see. So, or to be aware of. So one of the things that I always encourage, and certainly my work that a person learns to do, is see that critical voice. It's going to come up when they're in the session. They're going to see how much they're beating up on themselves. They're going to see the impact. And then the next level is how they can really step in and interact with the, you know, work with that part of themselves. So something that a person can do on their own is, one, the hug. Two is, if you're really good at imagination, so I gave you the hug because if you're not good at imagination, you can just do an embrace in yourself and really feel that emotion. That's a great and easy thing. You can take it a step further by actually going into a part that you feel that you're not being loving to, that a part of you that you criticize. And instead of being critical to that part, you can imagine embracing a part of yourself. So let's say you have, body issues. And if you see that, you're going to and be self-loathing. You really want to work when you look at yourself to see yourself embracing. And I think people get trapped here because they think that if they very, very distorted, that if they love themselves, they won't create change. They think that they have to beat themselves up. They have to not like themselves to be motivated. But it can only get you out the gate. It doesn't sustain you. Really, when you are motivated by, I love myself and I take care of myself, so therefore I'm going to treat myself well and do these kind things to myself and healthy things to myself, that sustains you. And that trains you into be very loving and managing challenges in a way that you will be less stuck, but more active and motivated and see more effective benefits in your life that keep you going.
And they begin to realize they are indeed powerful. You are powerful, Dr. Bird. You are powerful. And so how can people find you?
They find me, my website is my name, www.nicolabird.com. So just Nicola Bird is fine, N-I-C-O-L-A, and Bird like the ones that fly, so that's easy. and everything there is on my on my website. They can certainly sign up for my newsletter, which is not up on my site at this time, but certainly anyone who I have a – a monthly contest, so that everyone who enters my newsletter, at the end of the month there's a draw, and someone will be able to win a one-on-one private session with me. And a person might say, well, how could I do that? I'm not in your territory. And the good news is that I work with people everywhere via Skype, so distance is not a problem. And it works beautifully because you're in the comfort of your own home. So anyone who wants to sign up, absolutely, and you enter into the contest, and there'll be a draw at the end of the month, and the winner announced, so they'll have that opportunity to experience this. So certainly anyone can jump on and do that. And everything's there. I also have a new web series, a weekly web series that's out, that they can actually, you know, get lots of tips and tools, and that's also on my site. So yeah, lots there.
That's wonderful. And so as we move toward the wrapping up here, what, in your opinion, Dr. Bird, is the takeaway that you want the audience to have with them?
You know, it only takes a few minutes to take care of yourself. It might seem really daunting. You might be thinking, oh, I don't have the time, I can't take care of myself. I say there's a lot that you can do. Every small little things go a long way. One, take a moment to breathe. You can Google anywhere diaphragm breathing or belly breathing, and you can practice that anywhere. It helps you relax. It helps you be calm. You can practice it anywhere. It's free. That's one thing you can do to take care of yourself. Two, be mindful. Watch out for your critical mind, and shift to being self-appreciative, seeing the good things in you. You can do that anywhere, anytime. It just takes some practice every day. Do some self-appreciation. There's a lot of talking about, you know, gratitude in life. I'm all for gratitude. But there's not as much talk about how you can appreciate who you are, and that helps beat the critical mind, which is so prevalent. So look for three qualities, not things that you're doing in yourself that you appreciate. And every day, focus on those, and before you go to sleep, appreciate. These things are done, again, no matter how busy you are. You can do it cleaning your teeth. You can do it before you go to sleep at night. You can do it while you're showering. You can do it washing dishes. And the most important thing is take some time to just give yourself moments throughout the day to take care of you, and always, always be your best friend. Work at being your own best friend.
Powerful, so powerful. And Dr. Bird, I want to thank you so much. Oh, thank you for being on our show. Our new 2015 podcast program. So that's our show for this new year. Thank you, Dr. Bird. And thank you to my audience for choosing and listening to the Deacon Randall Radio Show. You are powerful on Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.